T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Baseball is back, and so is MLB.tv. Watch every out-of-market, regular season game on your favorite streaming devices. Anywhere, anytime, all season long. Follow the action live or on demand. Track 4 games at once with multi-view mode. And catch up with in-game highlights. Plus, original programs, minor league broadcasts, and local pre- and post-game shows. Go to MLB.tv to start your free trial today. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Hi, welcome back to the show. Wednesday edition of Sports Daily. I want to remind you of some businesses / restaurants that are still going, although in a limited capacity. For example, Hog Wild Pit Barbecue, drive-thru and carry-out is available if you want to visit them and their locations in and around the area. Oak and Pie, Greystone, and Dino's are all curbside to go only, so call in your order and you can go by and pick it up. A drive-through or carry-out is available at McDonald's, Chicken Mac's, Spangles, Brahms, Taco Bell, Angelo's restaurant, carry-out only. Jimmy's Diner, same, carry-out / curbside to go. The pizza places, still carry-out or delivery, Pizza Hut and Papa John's. And also a reminder, R&R Tire Express is open for free air in your tires and checks if the need arises for you there. So if you have the need for those folks' services, that's how you can reach them, and we'll continue to update you on their availability through these weird times and doing our best to keep you up to date and staying connected on what's available out there at this stay-at-home portion of our lives, live here from our Northeast studios and Bruce in our far west intercom studios, trying to keep up with this stuff. But that's the very latest from some of our restaurants and businesses here in Wichita. That's part of what's on tap, courtesy of Side Pockets out of the corner of Kellogg and Tyler. You and I predicted this, the Nostradamus of iRacing that we are. As impressed as we were, Fox and Fox Sports 1 have now agreed to broadcast the complete eNASCAR iRacing Pro Invitational Series. Nearly a million people watched that thing that, I don't want to say Bruce was hastily thrown together, but according to Larry McReynolds, who was on the show, one of NASCAR and Fox's analysts, it was pretty much news to him, and it all came together within about a week. And considering they only had that long to put that on TV, I'd say that was the equivalent of a TV sports television miracle.
Yeah,
how well that came off and how they're going to continue that. No surprise to either of us.
No, not at all. And I will say this, that, you know, look, when you're the only game in town, mm-hmm. it's going to look really good to you, because we thirsted for anything even remotely close to this for the last couple of weeks. So obviously it's going to, but beyond that, there was good production value in this. You pointed out right from the get-go the importance of athletes utilizing their skills in a, as close to apples to apples comparison as you can get, short of turning the car on and yeah, getting pit stops and things of that nature. There was at least a correlation that I think all of us could identify with. Now, you're a bigger NASCAR fan than I am, but I'm a sports fan. And that was something that I ended up paying attention to, that I watched enough of to say, damn, this is pretty good, not bad at all, and to be hopeful that it would be something rather that they would continue. They're going to do it now. I'll bet you they'll get a lot more viewers watching this as they continue to go on, simply because it works. Now, it might not work for other things, but for NASCAR, the program that they have, the way that it plays out, it works. And as such, it's a pretty good little scratch for an itch. I think it's a hell of an effort, really.
And they've done a nice job of, I'm not sure how they, I'm sure they asked all the people in iRacing that do this consistently, like, how long does this take? What kind of a window do we have to televise this if we so choose? And it was in some ways more perfect than watching an actual race because it's not going to rain. Yeah. There's not going to be a delay. The wrecks, you know, you can push reset on the car, which I suppose maybe you can't do it indefinitely. I think you can only do it twice, something like that.
Right.
Like if you crash twice, you just can't keep putting your car back together. But, you know, for what it is, what it seems like is a video game. But the difference between a video game and a simulation, these guys will tell you, is everything. I mean, I've got a NASCAR video game laying around here somewhere that I can play if I wanted
to.
But, you know, I wouldn't be able to drive a car like those guys drove their car at Virtual Homestead last weekend. And so now after 903,000, I think was the number, the viewers for a really well-received broadcast on FS1, Fox Sports is now committing to coverage for the remainder of the season, beginning, this Sunday. It'll be at noon central from Virtual Texas Motor Speedway. The races will be simulcast on the Fox Broadcast Network, FS1, and the Fox Sports app, if you want to watch it, and also available in Canada. So this is
well, this underscores, it's a big deal, and it underscores the need for programmers out there that have the creative leeway to provide things for the sports fan, who I think will prove that they will tune in if you give them a reason to do it. I think it's the reason that, now the NFL is gold, obviously, and we get that, but I think that that's the main reason that the NFL is not going to move its draft. I think they're going to continue the 23rd, 24th, 25th, albeit in a totally different situation than what they had planned in Las Vegas, because they understand that it will bring huge numbers of eyes to the NFL.
Yep.
So, look, I'm not going to be all altruistic about this and say, you know, it's the NFL providing something for sports fans. There's a reason. And the reason is, And I think it's a big reason that they maintain free agency, because they understood that it was going to fuel a cycle of about 10 days to 2 weeks, and it sure as hell has.
It'll be really interesting to see. Obviously, no fans in the stands for these iRaces, so that won't come back.
Mm-hmm.
But the sponsors that were no longer interested or as interested in sponsoring NASCAR races on TV, I'll be interested to see if they come crawling back to Fox.
Mm-hmm.
You know, the numbers were down pretty much all across the board in NASCAR, if you didn't know. Attendance, sponsorship, TV sponsorship, all that stuff was lagging. It was taking a hit over the last couple of years. And frankly, that was part of the reason why I didn't push NASCAR on you or on our listeners, because the popularity was waning. You know, if there's a need for it, we'll talk about it. If it's hot, of course, it's going to take headlines. NASCAR was taking a hit. Now they've got a chance, like you said, to be the only game in town. So will the TV sponsorships follow suit, even though this isn't legit racing? You and I have both agreed over the last couple of days, this is the one sport where you can pull this off. And the drivers aren't just having a joystick in their hand. They're sitting in those sims and wanting to compete for a, even if it's not a legit checkers, you know, that it's still a still a big deal to them. How big a deal will it be to the sponsors if they come back to Fox the rest of this iRacing series?
That's what you know, and it's interesting, Shane, and it's worth noting the fact that there was an iRacing culture and that there was iRacing technology available. In other words, they didn't have to start this from ground zero. They already had an apparatus in place that allowed them to use the technology to put on a really viable, entertaining, dare I even say somewhat realistic facsimile of NASCAR. So, you know, and that's something that NASCAR's fortunate to be ahead in as well.
And the icing on the cake was Denny Hamlin and Dale Jr. Neck and neck in the last lap of at
it was
Virtual
and
Homestead.
It was great.
It was pretty.
It was great. Yeah, absolutely.
Couldn't have been more perfect for them to end it that way.
Yeah, agree. OTD's coming up next. 10:41 in the a.m. It happened on this 25th day of March, courtesy of our friends from Superior Rents, your equipment rental headquarters. On this day in history, coming up.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.